You know the Southern tradition on New Year's dinner, don't you?
Yeah. Eat the buck.
My dad eats herring, but I think it's pig feet, isn't it?
No, black-eyed peas and hog joe.
Oh, that's right.
I'll get a little box from him. A 3 or 5 pound package of black eyed peas in there, and part of a hog joe. Cured hog joe, you know. And no telling what else they have in there. And there's always some pencils in there. Florida Seed and Feed Company pencils.
And on New Year's, you know, the
things like that. I called me here last Christmas. Bob's wife did, and says, Elmer, could you come down here to the store? There's somebody here to see you. I said, yeah, I'll be there in a few minutes. So I went on down. I had an idea who it was. It was just for Christmas. Got there, and it was Francis and his wife. My wife was with him. He gave me one of these flaps of apples.
Good.
It was 19 apples in that flap, and it was about that long and about that wide. Just one apple deep. There was 19 big red apples in there. That's what it takes to fill that box. 10 pounds of pecan.
I caught it here.
And 10 pounds of peanuts.
Help me come down here to the store. There's somebody.
And some pencils.
Yeah.
He rolled a ballpoint pencil. And I believe that was all. And I promised Francis that I was coming up to see him that spring. This past spring, but I didn't get off. Had too many things that went wrong. I was going to carry him 2 flats of strawberries when I go up there. I didn't get 2 of these flats, 12 pints to the flat. When I go up and see him, I carry him, if it's in strawberry season, I carry him 2 flats of strawberries. Just go by some packing house out there and get them. But I didn't get off. But I'm going next spring if I live and the Lord's willing.
I promise, Francis.
I'm going.
But I'm coming
see
up
Francis.
To Francis.
So
get off.
He's the man that said that I, according to his records, I purchased over $3 million worth of seed from him. During the time I was buying seed from him down there.
Flat.
Well, get up.
Flat.
Yeah, a wagon wheel. Is there a name for that? Outside piece of steel that goes around the outside?
The rim.
Uh-huh. Was there a name for the piece of wood that the rim is attached to?
Oh, yeah, that's the, the wood that they... that the rim is attached to. Now, if there is, I can't tell you that one. But there's spokes, wood spokes in there, and then there's a hub, you know.
Okay.
Well, it fits on the axle.
Okay.
Ram.
Did, what would you call the kind of X-frame thing that you put logs on, saw them?
Oh, that's a plow horse.
Okay.
The board
that
What would be the, the thing that carpenter might use?
They call it a sawhorse, too.
Oh, okay.
That's a sawhorse. But this here other thing comes up like this. You know, the sawhorse is flat like this that they usually, the carpenter had 2 of them laid boards on. But the,
No, it's okay.
So, but this other sawhorse like that, that's what all you use that for is to put your logs in and saw them.
Oh, okay.
So that's your sawhorse there, too.
Oh, that's a sawhorse.
Is there something you do to horses after?
Yeah.
Get them out of the field, you do something with them. I mean, my old sister, the reason I asked my old sister rides horses, you know. And
we used to carry our horses down good and rub them down with a good stiff brush. We had to carry them horses every morning before they wanted to put on them.
What's that do to them?
Well, that just gets all the old dead hair out of there and helps to get the filth off of him. You know,
like
you know what a crud
on
here is.
Yeah. Put the logs in and saw.
Well, we had them and we had to use them too.
So you just kind of brush them down?
Oh, yeah, and then you have a good brush out of that curry comb here, brushing and brushing, currying with one hand.